Okay, so I'm from Norway. I came to Cardiff to go to university back in 1966 and have lived here ever since. In my course in college, there was only six women. The rest were men. It was a very male-dominated course. It was at the time when the birth control pill was becoming available and the attitude to having sex was changing. And my background, my mother was very religious and very strict, but she had already spent time with me to say that she wouldn't be judgmental, whatever I did, but that the most important thing was to have birth control. And she was very specific about this and talked about it a number of times. And it was only many, many years later I found out that my aunt, her sister, had had an illegal abortion, which had been horrific all those years ago. So in my relationship with my boyfriend, I was very specific that we were not taking any chance that I would get pregnant. And I knew that I would have to leave my course and I would have to go back home, and it would be absolutely tragic if I got pregnant. And then the Abortion Act came about, probably about the same time as I'd had a steady boyfriend for some time. And so I thought perhaps I could go to my GP and get the pill, which I attempted. It was an elderly female doctor, and I had picked a female doctor thinking that would make it less. I thought it was quite traumatic doing all this. And she was absolutely horrific. She just laughed in my face and said that it's not meant for people like you. You have to be married, all that. And that sort of set off trying to build up a network of women who were in a similar position, because obviously there were, and finding out how to, and then I think that I can't remember the dates of this, but the family planning clinic became an option for this, although I'm sure they had unmarried people on separate days. It was all a bit stigmatized, and I don't know. I felt quite, I didn't, that didn't, I just got angry about all that, really. And then there was still the possibility you might get pregnant, even if you had ways of trying to avoid it. And there was an absolute network of women who, some I've been in touch with ever since, and some I have no idea what happened to, who were trying to establish how you go about it if you wanted to have an abortion. And there was specific doctors that we all told each other would be supportive. And I can remember thinking, it's like you would go on your own, and it would be generally male doctor, and they had the power of telling you whether you could have an abortion or not. And I knew at least two people who did that. So I think it's just such an important thing, and however much people have campaigned from then until now, there's very little change, which is why I agreed to do this interview, because I think it's really important that we keep campaigning and try to change the way things are. I also even think the doctors that I changed who I was registered with as a doctor, and thinking back on this specific doctor who was supposed to be helpful, I'm just wondering what his motives were, because I can remember what he was like, but that's just me perhaps jumping to conclusions. And I also have some knowledge of younger people who have wanted to choose to have an abortion in Cardiff very recently, who have felt that the medical profession have been unsupportive, have questioned their decisions too many times, and had them wait longer than seemed sympathetic, and have to go to the same place as the people who go who want to have a baby. It's all, still quite traumatic. And that's it, really.